The Badass Chick of the Week.
Sure.
Every single week you feature someone doing badass things in our community, yeah. And it's always an awesome story. Who do you have for us this week?
25-year-old Marty Cementelli of Newton. She's the pitcher for the U.S. Women's National Baseball Team. And you're like, wait, we have one of those? I know. So Marty grew up loving baseball. She was, in fact, the only girl on her high school baseball team. And I love her advice for anyone who is into something that people, you know, may question or look down upon.
You don't really need to pick and choose what you want to do based off that of anybody else's opinions. Like, you're going to like what you're going to like and just do what you enjoy doing. You just got to truly make yourself happy.
I'm such a fan. So after college, she decided to take a bunch of part-time jobs, a lot of them involve baseball, so that she could also find time to play for the U.S. Women's National Baseball Team. So only 20 women from all across the country are chosen to play for the team. Every other year, they travel the world. They represent the U.S. in the World Cup. The team actually just got back, even though they lost the bronze medal. It was an amazing 10-inning game. And Marty's been competing with the team since she was 16 years old. She's won plenty of awards. It's really cool. And I like that Marty and her teammates are just blazing a trail for other little girls or boys out there that are breaking these gender stereotypes. It makes me really, really happy. And if you're wondering, yes, this sounds just like a league of their own. Yes, it is. And Marty and her teammates actually know some of the real life women who inspired A League of Their Own. That's cool. With them, which is so cool. It's like the best movie ever. So go watch it in honor of Marty this weekend. But I really enjoyed talking to Marty. I thought her story was really cool. She's like, yep, I'm just figuring it out. Love baseball. That's how I'm going to make my money, you know, and I'm going to do this on the side for fun. So pretty cool.
There's also some brilliant wisdom in what Marty did. She wanted to be in baseball, so yeah. She decided to work jobs that had something to do with baseball.
Yep, she works at Fenway. She works at a field somewhere in Natick, I think she said.
Take note of that. If there's a dream job you have in mind, think about what can you do that's somewhat, even a little bit, related to it. I often, when I talk to schools about career day stuff, somebody will raise their hands and be like, oh, I want to work with animals. I go, okay, find a zoo.
Yeah.
And offer to sell hot dogs at the zoo.
Or you know, a whatever, vet or something.
Yeah,
yes.
Whatever you can do to just get yourself in the office or in the zoo or just somewhere in the vicinity of what you want to do, it will help you because a lot of these little decisions eventually add up and then you're the person who gets the job because you know the people who are hiring or whatever it may be.
Yeah, so go to thetjshow.com if you want to learn more about Marty and her whole team. It's really, really awesome. Yeah,
find ways to get free educations. That's the way.
Right?
It's too expensive to spend all that money on school.
Let them pay you.
Yeah, if you're in the zoo and you can talk to the animal trainer or whoever's there. Not the trainer. They don't have trainers, but you know what I mean. The cleaners. The keepers.
Yeah.
You could say, hey, so why'd you do that with that animal? They'll answer
they'll
you.
They'll tell you.
And before you know it, you ask 15 questions over the course of a month. You know more than you did last month.
It's cool.
It's an awesome thing.